Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing to examine Elijah here. This has wound up being longer than we thought, right? But I'm just intrigued by the little nuances that the Lord always reveals to us when we just pay some attention to just passages where quite often we just sort of float over something and just sort of drift over, don't pay real close attention to it. And that is to our detriment when we do that. And so I think this passage today is an example of this. This is out of John chapter 1, beginning of verse 19. And I'm not sure, but I think we may have covered this a couple of times before with some other subject matter and even this subject matter. But just to give some insight to something, this is where some leadership is coming up, religious leadership is coming up to John the Baptist. And they're asking him who he is. So listen to this. John chapter 1, verse 19. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent to him priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? So this is the Jewish leadership that are sending some priests and some of the Levites from Jerusalem to John. So it had been across the river out in the wilderness where he was baptizing. They wanted to know who he was. Verse 20 says this, and he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Well, why would that be the answer? Well, that was the inference, and that's what they were asking. They were asking, are you the Messiah? And so they started getting real particular, real specific with it. Verse 21, they ask him, what then? Are you Elijah? Well, there we go. That's where we get the Elijah element, right? And he said, I am not. And they said, are you the prophet? And he answered, no. And so you see some things in Judaism here, how they're expecting someone to come, okay, someone to come. They're expecting Elijah to come. They're expecting a prophet to come. Then they said to him, who are you? So that we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? Verse 23, he said, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as Isaiah the prophet said. So we see from this a couple of things. Yet John the Baptist knew the calling that the Lord had given him, that he was preparing and making straight the way of the Lord. He knew that he was the one crying from the wilderness. He knew that it was in the manner and the style, if not the absolute fulfillment, of what Isaiah the prophet had spoke. Okay? He knew at least that element. But he didn't know something else. When they asked him point blank, are you Elijah? He said, no. In verse 2, it says he confessed and did not deny, so he wasn't trying to demur. He wasn't trying to lie. He wasn't being twice too cute or something. He did not view himself from the perspective of Elijah, that he is expecting Elijah to come. And we see it's what the Lord had said. Remember in earlier episodes, we saw that the Lord says, yes, Elijah is coming, but if you believe that I am he, if you believe that I am the Messiah, then John the Baptist was functioning in the role of Elijah. So we see right here that John didn't really even understand his role and his functioning like that. But we do from where we are, right? So he says, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. Did John the Baptist know who the Lord was at this time? Because he and Jesus were related. They were relatives. Everybody always says they're cousins. We're not exactly sure what the level of relationship is, but basically, yeah, that'll work. Maybe not. He would have known Jesus, no doubt. Okay, just because of the relationship you see with their mothers. He would have known him. He would have known his lifestyle. Would he have known that he was sinless? He would have known that when he was around him, there was no sin. Okay. And so, but we do know that eventually John the Baptist comes along and looks at Jesus and says, behold, the Lamb of God. And then he testifies to that. Well, the reason I know that he's absolutely the one is that the Father told me the one that you see the Spirit landing upon is the Messiah. Okay. He is the one. John made straight the way. He did not view himself as being Elijah, but Jesus himself said that he is Elijah if you believe. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode.